Every young person, regardless of finances and background, should be able to present the best version of themselves. Now, that's what they believe at Cinderella Kids, and there's also a spectacular runway show aimed at teens and their parents, which will be held during this month's 2014 Telstra Perth Fashion Festival. That'll be a lot of fun, and it will benefit the Cinderella Kids. Now, the founder of Cinderella Kids joins us to talk about it. That's Di Wilcox. Hello, Di.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm really well. And tell us, why do young people need this? Why do they need Cinderella Kids?
I should probably start, John, by explaining how Cinderella Kids came about. Basically, last year I was speaking with Bev and John Lowe from Manor Industries, and they mentioned to me that there are so many young people out there who can't afford to go to their school ball or their school graduation because they don't even have enough money to feed themselves, let alone dress themselves.
That's right. And Manor Industries, of course, what they do is make sure that the young people have a good meal to start the day. So they really know how tough it is out there.
Oh, they're fantastic. They are good friends of mine, and I applaud them. They're amazing at what they do. And after speaking to Bev, I was actually driving home, and I do a lot of workshops in quite prestigious schools where parents, of course, spend a lot of money on their children's dresses, suits, accessories. And the thought came to me, why don't we get these young people to donate their outfits to those who are less fortunate? And so Cinderella Kids grew from that idea, but it has evolved a little bit since then because in 2012, my own daughter, who was 5 at the time, landed up on life support in Princess Margaret Hospital.
Wow.
And I'm very fortunate she pulled through. But we spent a good month in Princess Margaret Hospital, and it was a real eye-opener to what many, many families go through having sick children, and some of them are there for years. And so what Cinderella Kids also does is we hold bi-monthly dinners for terminally ill or very sick children and their parents, and they have their own Cinderella makeover where they get dressed up and they get their hair and makeup, a little bit of pampering. They get transported by limousine to a 5-star restaurant.
Yes.
And they have dinner with a WA celebrity. So that's what we're trying to raise money for now.
This is a great idea. So it builds the morale. What kind of a difference does it make to the child after the event? Because I'm sure at the time they're just starstruck and excited. In fact, there'd even be the lead-up excitement, wouldn't there?
Oh, it makes such a huge impact, especially psychologically. And research has actually proven that just that little bit of pampering and that giving that hope to young people actually aids the body in a bit of the healing process.
Yes.
Now, that's very significant, but also for the family, just to have a moment where they're not worried about hospital appointments and surgeries and all those sort of things that they have to go through. It's just a wonderful moment for them to be a family and enjoy an experience they wouldn't normally have.
That's right. Have a kind of normality with some glam attached to it as well. Di, I've got to say, I'm a big believer that your whole body health helps you. And if you can be happier in your day and be happier about how you look and how you are, I really believe that does affect the whole health. Have you noticed some changes, even minor changes in the children's health afterwards?
Oh, absolutely. You know, confidence is one thing that these kids get after their makeover. And to give you an example, at our last dinner, we had a young cancer patient. And when we first met her, she had her shoulders rolled, her head down. Her posture was, you know, quite poor because she was quite depressed about the situation she was in.
Of course.
By the end of the makeover, her posture was up, her head was held high, she had the biggest smile on her face.
Yes.
And you know, that's what our aim is, to put smiles on these kids' faces. And we turned and look at the parents and they've got tears rolling down their face with big smiles, just to see the joy on their children's faces. It's honestly, it's just priceless to see that.
I think sometimes we forget about the power that this can give someone, and you're helping us remember it. How do we get involved? What's something that we can do?
Oh, look, there's a couple of things that the public can do to help us. The first one is this Sunday, we've been very fortunate to be invited to be part of the Perth Fashion Festival. So 10:30 this Sunday, we've got a runway show for teens and their parents, as you mentioned, and we're actually going to be teaching young people how to present and dress to be the best version of themselves. And the reason we say that is we all come in different shapes and sizes, and we want young people to know you don't have to look like a celebrity in a magazine to be the best you can be.
That's right.
And that's what our workshop's about. And the tickets are available on cinderellakids.com.au, and all funds from this go directly to helping other children from Princess Margaret Hospital or from a disadvantaged background mm-hmm. have their own Cinderella moment.
That's beautiful, isn't it? How do you find the children that need these Cinderella moments? Because I think there would be a lot that would need that kind of help.
Oh, absolutely. At the moment, we've been getting a lot of nominations through Princess Margaret Hospital and through the Leukemia Foundation, but we do have a nomination form on the Cinderella Kids website. So a member of the general public can actually nominate someone they know for this opportunity. And we take four children each dinner. And the reason we only take four for each dinner is we try to keep it quite personal and intimate. And they get their one-on-one time with the WA celebrity. And that's important for these kids. We have a professional photographer that comes along and does a whole lot of photos so that it's a memory that the children and their families can keep forever.
This is a beautiful idea. And you're right about the number of children. Four is perfect because it's a bit of a party. There's a lot more pleasure you get with sharing. And more than that, I think you might get lost in the crowd. Wonderful idea. CinderellaKids.com.au is the website, isn't it?
That's right. And if people go on that website, they'll also see other ways that they can get involved. We've got opportunities for people to become fairy godmothers. There's opportunities for businesses to help sponsor Cinderella Kids. Mm-hmm. And of course, if the public want to donate suits, dresses or accessories that are from the last 5 years, we'd love to hear from them.
I'm glad you said the last five years. Yes, because I'm thinking, well, I got my suit from my formal and you probably don't want the flares and everything else that may come with it, although they apparently are back.
I'm sure you looked amazing in your flares, and they are. I'm sure they'll come back. But we are trying. I know that young people will want to stay current and keep up with their peers. So
That's right. We try
to help them in that regard.
Yeah, because it is about looking your best, and if anyone notices fashion, it's other children. And they're the ones almost that you have to keep in mind because you make yourself look as great as you can. But I can tell you the disappointment of getting as dressed up as wonderful as you can for your school ball, only to have others to say, oh, gee, that's what they wore last year. Oh, really? Oh, gee, I think I'll dance in the corner now.
It sounds like you've got a few stories there, John. I'll have to catch up with you.
Yes. Vent. I need to vent and debrief. I want to make sure we know about this. It's this Sunday, the 21st, at Forest Place in the city, 10:30 a.m. And if you'd like to get a ticket, it's $25. To find out more, we go to the website. This is easy to remember, CinderellaKids, one word, .com.au, and you can get all the information. Di, thank you very much for coming up with this wonderful idea and building it and creating it, and we look forward to hearing more. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody.